anything advancing pleasure.
This Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney. They didn't have what it takes to be astronauts. They don't fit the foreign diplomat mold. Their computer science careers were cut short. And the banking world still blanches at the mere mention of their names. But when it comes to sports in central Nebraska, they know their stuff. And so without further ado, mostly because we're out of it, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation presents The Doug and Daddy Show.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to another edition of The Doug and Daddy Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, an inauguration edition as of this exact moment. George Bush still president.
Not for long.
Anything you want to say while George is still on the clock?
No, not particularly.
Imagine that.
I just can't believe there's the excitement. That it's this crazy, I guess. And this morning when you're watching it, why did they have this?
It's not on the NFL Network? Are you kidding me? Isn't on the NFL Network?
Why did they have all the sirens going this morning? Just nonstop, and the people trying to talk. Can somebody explain that to me? Did they just, the police just turn them all on?
Get out of the way, here we come. Yeah, I don't know, I'm not there.
Well, just sirens and sirens, noise and noise.
Tony, a very anti-noise type of guy. Doug and Daddy Show, glad you're along with us on this historic day in the United States. I'm guessing our listenership, if it's possible, probably going to go down a little bit today. Just because people are involved with what they should be, the news. But if you are with us, you will be finding out, of course, about Daddy's favorite sport, Nebraska women's bowling update today. We've got some emails to get to. We're going to talk with Dan Lanusky, the head wrestling coach at Adams Central. I would have to say they're the favorite going into the Lou Platt Conference Wrestling Tournament this Saturday, which you'll be able to hear on Power 99 from Wood River. The finals start somewhere between 2 and 3, sometimes closer to 2, sometimes closer to 3. But we will have all that action for you coming up on Saturday. Tomorrow, we'll be catching up with Matt Sohn from Pro Football Weekly to talk about the upcoming Super Bowl. We'll have live coverage from Tampa Bay coming up. Is that right? Tampa Bay?
Yeah.
Next week from a variety of folks, including more Pro Football Weekly. And, of course, we'll be headed out to the Mandalay Bay to talk with our man, Mike Perenio, and see how the prop bets are setting up next week and how the line, where the money's going, and all that kind of fun stuff is coming up. Remind you that our phone number is 1-888-455-ESPN, 1-888-455-ESPN. You can email the Debt Popper inbox anytime, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. We'll give you a chance to get qualified for our Super Bowl tailgate bundle brought to you by Schroeder Smoked Foods, which we'll be giving away next week. It's a huge platter with smoked pork, brats, chili, nacho cheese, the chips, feeds up to 15 people. That's all coming up on the program today. So I hope you are able to stay with us, and remember that we've got a lot to talk about, including a possible violation now for Kansas coach Bill Self. He confirms a report this morning of an exchange that he had with a top recruit during an NCAA evaluation period at a high school tournament in Missouri. Kansas officials said they are aware of the encounter between Self and John Wall, a highly touted 6'4 point guard. Coach is not allowed to contact with recruits during the evaluation period other than to exchange greetings. After Kansas's win over A&M Monday night, Self said the report was accurate. He shook a hand and said, "I can't talk to you, but you played really well." The question is whether the NCAA would consider Self and Wall's exchange as contact. Daddy, your favorite organization, the NCAA.
Yeah, once again, you know what? Not even this situation, but I was meaning to bring up the NCAA this morning because for 5 months, Brian Diaz hasn't been eligible. Well, as of yesterday, he's all of a sudden eligible. They had 5 months to review this English competency test. For 4 months and 29 days, he wasn't. But on the yesterday, all of a sudden, Nebraska gets to add a big man. They're not out looking for the good of the student athlete. To shake hands and say, "Hi, I'm Bill Self. Nice to meet you. You really played well. I can't speak with you." How can that be amazing? I just don't understand how that can be any viewed as any kind of a penalty at all. What do you do? What's the penalty? I mean, they say it anything at all? I mean, you surely can't dock you a scholarship for saying two sentences to a kid.
Yeah, it's out of control. It's totally out of control. But we'll see how that pans out. I'm sure a self-report in a good program like Kansas, they'll just mark that down as kind of a warning, a hiccup. Just don't let it happen again. It's not like Kelvin Sampson's texting the kid.
There's a difference. There's a difference.
Daddy, Barack Obama is now the 44th president of the United States. Anything you would like to say now?
Awesome. It's all about change, people. We're all together.
I got a quarter, a nickel, a couple of dimes.
It's all the change you got.
Another quarter, another quarter, and I don't know what this is, some kind of a token. I don't know what this is. So there you go. Glad you're along with us on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Let's see the lines at the porta potties.
I'm guessing they're awful short right now. I want to get to the Dent Popper inbox here, kind of firing back on something we were talking about yesterday, comparing, you know, it all started with Baltimore's receivers and so-and-so. I don't remember saying exactly this, but Brian Westbrook as the best running back in the NFL? Brian Westbrook? Are you kidding me? The best running back in the NFL, Brian Westbrook? Signed, Adrian Peterson. Thanks, Ken. Sure appreciate that. You can go to our website now and get on our Hot Topic poll question of the day. Who is your selection to win the Super Bowl? Go to ESPNSuperstation.com, ESPNSuperstation.com. Derek's back.
I am back.
Well, good to have Derek back.
I'm here. We have a phone call. Sean in Kearney wants to know, has a question for you guys about the college recruiting there.
Sean, welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show. What's up?
Hey, thanks for the time, guys. Hey, I read something on the bottom line the other day that the NCAA voted they're going to regulate the college coaches being able to talk to junior high kids, like seventh graders and stuff. And I didn't know if maybe you knew something more about that. Maybe you had a couple comments for me or what it's all about. I mean, does the NCAA need to be there? Are the coaches all over these junior high kids or what?
Well, they're starting to get on them in the fifth grade, actually. I think that's the earliest one that's ever been offered.
Sean, thanks for the call.
And that was the USC coach, Tim Floyd, out in California. It started that early. Now the NCAA stepped up to say seventh grade's the limit. You can't go below that because they were finding kids much, much earlier than that.
Well, we talked around New Year's about this kid playing in an all-star game in Texas that has been too big to play organized Pop Warner or Pee Wee
football.
From Hawaii. The younger brother of a kid that's playing at the University of Arizona. What was he, 6'4", 280, and he was an eighth grader? And had a scholarship offer from Hawaii, I believe it was.
Yeah, they stepped in. On the basketball front of things, I think the NCAA just finally said, hey, we're not going to allow you to do this. We're going to start monitoring this junior high contact. And I don't know that there's any rules, steadfast rules yet in place, but they are making note of it. And that's a little ridiculous when, you know, and I know there's a lot of AAU tournaments and a lot of club teams going to big tournaments, but the coaches are on them earlier and earlier, and to develop relationships. There aren't rules. You can talk to these kids whenever you want at that age.
Yeah, it's crazy, but you know, I guess in some ways to be competitive, you got to get your name in there first, and kids remember that. If they do pan out, they say, you know what, these guys were interested in me, and they've taken care of me for 5 years. I mean, you can't take care of me during my junior and senior year and send me gifts and stuff. But, you know, back when I was in fifth grade, they came to my school play where I was George Washington, and, you know, it was pretty cool.
Billy Gillespie left me a pair of shorts and a T-shirt.
Yeah.
You know, Billy Gillespie's been one of the ones that's been kind of scrutinized about this.
Did you see, speaking of recruiting, did you see a little piece in the Colorado newspapers and in the Lincoln Journal Star picked it up a little bit on one of the blogs I saw how Dan Hawkins is going about recruiting for the Colorado football team. What stuck out was that the recruiting budget is like $500,000, which was twice as much, almost exactly twice as much as Gary Barnett had during his time. It's like 249 to 536 or something like that is what they're spending per year. And they're going, my Lord, where would some of this be? Well, instead of just sending a envelope with the University of Colorado on it and all this, they are sending out pizza boxes to potential recruits. And inside, they have what looks like, you open it up and there's like 300 play money cards in there. They're like coupons or business cards, but they look like money. And then the note says, this is $333,000, equal to the education at the University of Colorado over whatever it was, 4 or 5 years that you would be here, showing them what the University of Colorado is offering them in a scholarship and a full ride to the University of Colorado.
Costs that much.
Well, you know, I'm sure they didn't undercut themselves.
Seems awful high, but hey, it'd make you think a little bit, wouldn't it?
Colorado, high? 1-888-455-ESPN. You can email us anytime, douganddaddy@espnsuperstation.com. Troutman's Tuesday Trivia on this Tuesday, so we're glad to have you along with us. We'll give you a chance to win a $25 gift card from Troutman's as well.
By the way, Barack Obama does look good with his shirt off. Saw him on a vacation in Hawaii. Good, very, very fit president. He's maybe the only president that I don't mind looking at with his shirt off. I can't think of another one I want to see with his shirt off. Sorry to get that out there.
Anything else you want to divulge?
He's very fit.
Okay, so I had to step away because I did throw up in my mouth. And I don't understand why you would even bring that up. But if you want to get back in this political thing, it is interesting to see how fired up the country is, how many more people are at this inauguration speech than any in history. Is it all about Barack? Is it all about getting rid of Bush? Is it all about having an African American as president, which I think maybe the majority of this is, but it's not like there's 4 million African Americans there. It's a great mixture of the United States of America, people from all over the place. I think it's youth. When Bill Clinton came in, everybody was fired up. And I mean, not everybody, 100%. I'm not 100% all the time. I mean, people vote for different people. This isn't a political statement. I'm just saying the younger candidates get more exposure, seem to get more in touch with, well, the more loose young style that is out there, get the younger crowd in.
Rock the vote was Bill Clinton.
And I think Obama took advantage of the whole MySpace generation right now as well, with where you got a grassroots kind of thing going on the internet where you can just connect with so many people, and he had millions and millions of friends on the MySpace and the Facebook sites, and I mean, I think he mobilized a lot of the youth that way as well.
So I think that has as much to do with this as anything, because do we know when we elect these guys what they're going to do in their presidency? And it just reminded me, as they were wheeling Dick Cheney out onto the platform this morning, why people have problems with a lot of the folks that are in political office. They look old. Whether they are old or deserve to be there or have done a good job.
You have trouble relating to them.
Once you get in, you're there forever. That's not always the case anymore because of term limits and variety of things. But, I mean, once you get in, pretty hard to get knocked out.
You know, I think they showed it the other day. George Bush is basically, they were zeroing in on his forehead and the wrinkles that the last 8 years have put on him.
Oh.
And, how much being the leader of the free world aged him.
Look at pictures of Barack Obama before the campaign and look at him today. Imagine what it's going to be like in 8 years. Bill Clinton, same way. I guess the younger you start out, the more quickly you age in the political office. But the inauguration speech going on now. We're glad you're with us on the Doug and Daddy Show. And when we come back, Troutman's Tuesday Trivia, a chance to win a $25 gift card at Troutman's. We'll do that after this on the Doug and Daddy Show.
You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
An outstanding presentation. An outstanding.
First Bank and Trust.
You're the reason we do what we do. Everything we are begins with you.
First Bank and Trust.
You can count on us.
You're the one we're working for. Come on over. You get more. We are here for you.
First Bank and Trust. You can count on us. First Bank and Trust.
First Bank and Trust goes at Clay Center, Eustis, and Imperial, member FDIC.
Remember what the ring looked like before you washed dishes 5,200 times? Before you planted 372 turnips? Before you scratched it on that doggone old car door? Remember what it looked like when he put it on your finger? For repairs, Hawthorne Jewelry is fortunate to have Nebraska's first certified bench jeweler technician. But then you'd expect that from Hawthorne's.
Hawthorne Jewelry, Kearney's original jeweler.
Downtown Kearney Center.
You have no doubt heard the phrase, no pain, no gain. But how about no pain? I'm Dr. Michael Bryson with MedLark Dental Associates, serving the Tri-City area. Don't let anxieties and fears about a dental appointment keep you from achieving good dental health and a spectacular smile. I practice sedation dentistry, a safe, effective technique that with a relaxing pill allows comfort and full relaxation throughout the entire treatment. What this means is that you can have years of dental treatment done with fewer appointments, with little or no memory of the time you spent in the dental chair. Your lasting memory will be a spectacular smile.
For more about Dr. Michael Bryson's sedation dentistry, log on to MeadowlarkDental.com or call for an appointment, 308-234-3668, 308-234-3668. Do it today for a brighter smile tomorrow.
Spring is finally in the air. Hi, this is Martha Rojas with Kearney Realty. Whether your goal is to buy or sell your home, success starts with the right real estate professional. Call me, Martha Rojas, at Kearney Realty. You'll find me right there in the white pages. Kearney's market is really hopping right now, and with interest rates still very good, now could be your time to make a move. So call me, Martha Rojas, at Kearney Realty, the realtors behind them all. We are outstanding in our field.
Go and Van Pelt shoot the breeze with Colt McCoy.
What'd you do Saturday night?
I called up some buddies because I was back home. We went out spotlighting.
What the heck spotlighting?
You go out and you get a spotlight and you just kind of look for varmints. Armadillos, you know, just anything.
Catch those varmints, Tirico and Van Pelt. Noon weekdays on ESPN Radio Superstation. 1460 and 1550 AM.
We'll see some sunshine develop across the area today as temperatures head up to around 56 for a high. Winds will also shift to the southwest at 5 to 15. For tonight, we'll see mainly clear skies. Mid-20s for a low as winds turn to northwest at 5 to 15. Highs reach near 60 Wednesday. I'm weather meteorologist Paul Trombley.
Right now, 32.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Super 8 Superstation on Inauguration Day. Glad you're along with us. Of course, the Boss performed earlier this week, Sunday, with the big concert and all that was going on to start the Inauguration Week festivities going on in the nation's capital. During the break, Daddy was bringing up last night, bracketology is now up on ESPN.
I thought that was the first day that I saw that.
And it, well, during since there wasn't much going on last night, nice job, North Carolina women. Since not much was going on, that was along the crawl, you know, who the first four teams, last four teams in, last four teams out, who they think the number one seeds would be if the tournament began today. They'll update that every week until the final week. Then they'll probably update it every day until a selection Sunday. But then, again, during the break, you start talking like Nebraska NCAA tournament. Because one of the last four teams in, according to the bracketology right now, would be Oklahoma State, and one of the last four teams out would be Texas A&M.
Well, first of all, what got me started was I was looking in the Omaha World Herald at Lee Barfneck's ratings, and he's got Nebraska at number 7 right behind those two teams. So the two teams that look like, if you want to get into the tournament, that you're going to have to jump, looks like right now the five Big 12 teams will be in, according to ESPN. So you've got to get to that fifth spot, find a way to get to that fifth spot. And with Oklahoma and Oklahoma State on the slate this week, I think it sets up to be an awfully big game. If you can steal one from Oklahoma State, I think that'd be huge.
You are actually talking about Nebraska basketball in the NCAA tournament. Are you smoking? What is wrong with you? There is no chance there is no chance, 0.00, this team has to hope it makes the NIT.
No, there's zero chance if you're Colorado.
Why? If Nebraska has a chance, Colorado has a chance.
No, they don't.
Why?
One's 8-8, and the other one's 12-3. 12-4.
So? That's a four-game difference. But if Colorado goes 12-4 in the conference, they're in the tournament.
But if they don't go 12-4 in the conference?
Well, Nebraska's not going to win even half their games. There's just no way. They're 2-1. They're going to be 2-2 after Wednesday. This team is not built to compete in the Big 12 Conference, win in the Big 12 Conference. Maybe compete, but not win, because they're going to bust their butt. I hate to see what happens after mid-February when there's just nothing left in the tank, and hopefully it lasts that long. I've never been more confident about something concerning Nebraska basketball than this. I mean, you know, being the expert on Nebraska basketball that I am.
Oh, exactly. But you get a little bit of momentum. You're 2-1 in the conference. You got the big boy back. Who knows if he'll play, but I think that gives you a little shot of energy. Just saying, you're not all that far to jump.
I'm not familiar with that sound. What is that sound? Tony, you know what that sound is?
Yeah, it's a water bong. See, you put the... I can explain.
No
it.
Chance.
Just being the positive person I am, and of course...
Tony, if they go 8-8, no chance.
If they go 8-8 in the conference, there's a chance. There would be a distinct chance. And then, well, obviously depends on if you bounce out of the tournament in the first round. No. But if you certainly advance a couple games in the tournament, absolutely there's a chance.
So you think an 18-11 Nebraska team would get into the NCAA tournament?
If you win two games, it depends on what you do in the tournament. If you're 500 in this conference, hell yeah, I think there's a chance.
Is there any chance they get to 500?
I think
that's
that would be
six very, more Big 12 wins.
I think that'd be very, very difficult, but I didn't think they'd win two games. Now they've kind of proved me a little bit wrong.
Now, all of a sudden, we're going to the dance. It's all about change, isn't it?
It's all about believing.
Day to day, change with that.
Believe.
Let's believe you can be a winner with Troutman's Tuesday Trivia. If you have not won in the last 2 months, you are eligible at 1-888-455-ESPN for a $25 gift card to Troutman's Quality Meats, located across from Bob's Superstore in Kearney. And all you have to do, folks, is be the first correct caller at 1-888-455-ESPN. We got a little Super Bowl trivia coming your way today.
You taking them on the air? Let's get it done.
You taking them on the air, Derek? All right, that's fine. Let's do it. You get us hooked up with the very first caller, and we'll get on the air. All right, it's time for Troutman's Tuesday Trivia. Who are we chatting with?
Scott.
Scott, what is the square root of a billion? No, just kidding. This this may not be easier, but Super Bowl trivia.
Okay.
This player holds the record for most career fumbles in the Super Bowl.
Most career fumbles in a Super Bowl. Oh, let's go Thurman Thomas.
Nice guess. Incorrect. Thanks for calling. 1-888-455-ESPN. Back to the phone lines. This player holds the career record for fumbles in the Super Bowl. Your guess?
Marshall Faulk.
Marshall Faulk is not it.
Another very good guess. Yeah.
By the way, the answer is not Leon Lett. I'm just saying that it is not Leon Lett. The career fumble leader in Super Bowls is, let's go back to the phone lines, your guess. Oh, did we lose him? Let's just keep things going.
How many is the total?
Five career fumbles.
Okay, five career fumbles.
Back to the phone lines. Do you have an answer?
Roger Craig.
Roger Craig is not correct. Thanks for calling, though. 1-888-455-ESPN. Do you have a guess?
Jim Kelly.
Jim Kelly is not right, but he would be in the discussion. He would be in the discussion, and I don't mean to say that it's a Buffalo Bill, but he would be in there. He's just not number one, is what I'm saying. Back to the phone lines. Who has the most fumbles in their career in a Super Bowl? Your guess.
Is that Roger Staubach?
Roger Staubach is correct. Who are we talking to?
So this is Jackie.
Jackie, where are you calling from?
tasting.
Jackie, hang on the line. Derek will get your information, and a $25 gift card to Troutman's Quality Meats is coming your way. Thanks for listening.
All right.
Hang on.
As far as my list goes back here, she is the first female winner for months and months and months and months.
Well, you know, congratulations to Jackie.
You know what, Jackie's going in the Super Bowl tailgate deal, too. I just made that corporate decision right now.
That's fine. Put her in the Super Bowl tailgate bundle. She can get all kinds of good food. But, yeah, $25 gift card. Roger Staubach, 5 fumbles in 4 Super Bowl appearances. More Super Bowl trivia is coming your way.
You know, really, as a quarterback, you know, some of the, like Jim Kelly, good guess. But you would have thought maybe the total would be higher than that, wouldn't you?
Well,
I mean, I think you, I mean, just looking at it, boy, a quarterback gets knocked around in the, I mean, you get hit, in the, I mean, just sacked in the pocket and the ball, you fumble the ball. Boy, if you've been there three, four, five times, I think that total could get up there, but only 5.
So that is, according to our sources, the Super Bowl record going in to this weekend. Dan Lineski, the head wrestling coach at Adams Central, is going to join us in the second half of the program to talk about the Patriots wrestling team ranked 3rd in the state in Class B. And when you know Omaha Scott's number 1, it's like being ranked 2nd in the state. So we'll talk with him about that. Tony, something else that was interesting that I wanted to touch on, I think we might have brought it up on an earlier show but never really got to it, was all these folks, now that the college football season is over, predicting and projecting who would be number 1 and who would be in the top 5 in the preseason. And that's important because those are the teams that can get away with losing at least once and still have a shot at winning the national championship. And just about everywhere I look, it's Texas, Oklahoma, Southern California, Florida, and maybe Ohio State. And not in that particular order, but those are the 5 that everybody's been talking about. So I go pull out the non-conference schedule because a lot of people were bashing on, you know, a Big Ten school or a non-SEC Big 12 school or the Pac-10 for not having either A, a tough non-conference schedule, or B, just not that tough of a conference. Out of those 5 schools, who do you think has the weakest non-conference schedule? I mean, I think they do. I think you'll agree.
Florida? Well, no, you could play Florida State.
Yeah, I still think Florida, for being Florida, is a bunch of chickens. Now, Texas isn't very tough either. Let me compare. Now, the only, and again, you know, Texas plays Texas El Paso, Florida plays Florida State. Florida plays Charleston Southern, Troy, Florida International, and is Florida State, yeah, and Florida State. In fact, their last 2 games are non-conference games. What kind of a schedule is that? But, and of course, they're all at home.
But
all 4 of them, every single one of them.
But you got to remember, the Florida, you know, it's not Florida's fault that Florida State isn't the national power they once were, and I think they're getting closer to being a little bit back towards that. So I guess I give them that. You look at Texas,
Charleston Southern.
Well,
seriously. Seriously, Charleston Southern, Troy. Then they go in and they play their 8 consecutive conference games, and they come out with Florida International and Florida State. Texas, they have Louisiana Monroe, at Wyoming, host Central Florida, and host Texas El Paso.
At Wyoming?
Mm-hmm.
And that does, there's not an asterisk that will be played in Denver or be played somewhere.
No, it says at Wyoming. It says at Wyoming. Then they actually play Colorado this year before Oklahoma, and again in the Red River Shootout at the Cotton Bowl. For Oklahoma, at Miami of Florida, Tulsa, and BYU, which is official, unofficial on their schedule. Many people believe that that BYU-Oklahoma game will open up the new Dallas Cowboys Stadium and be the first official football game played there the first week of the season. So
that's a good schedule.
Well, yeah, especially considering what Tulsa has done. So Tulsa, BYU, Miami of Florida. For Southern Cal, they play San Jose State at Ohio State.
Okay.
Then it's into the conference play. Then in the middle of the season, they have at Notre Dame. So they only have 3 non-conference games. Because of the Big Ten, they play 9. They play everybody.
But that's a great schedule. I mean, really. great schedule. I mean, you got one. You've got one real crapper.
Well, considering Southern Cal, for the most part, only can pick one name team per year because they continue to play Notre Dame. They're going to play the Slough team. So there's only one school, which was Nebraska. Now it's Ohio State. In years to come, it's going to be...
No, but once again, it's not their fault that Notre Dame... Sorry, Ken, sucks.
And again, Ohio State, obviously, their big non-conference game is with Southern California. So, you know what? Oklahoma has the strength of schedule one right there going in. Right there going in.
But do you think that people at Florida and Texas look at that at all or just say, we're getting our money, we're making our money with Charleston Southern coming here? That can't be a... I know you're right now, you're Charleston Southern looking ahead to that game going, that's exciting, we get a play in the swamp. But you line up against those, that can't be fun 60 minutes, can it?
Well, for Florida, it can't be fun. Slough, Slough, Slough. You can't have Slough, 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 even though Florida International made it to a bowl game. Howard Schnellenberger, Nebraska plays them. Or was that Florida Atlantic? Oh, that's right. 1-888-455-ESPN. You can email us anytime, DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com. That's just crazy, though. I found that interesting that your national champions in Florida can't schedule better than that. Because you got to think somebody would play Florida in a home-and-home. And this would be the year to do that. You got Florida State at home, so you would go on the road and play somebody. This is a team that never leaves the state. They never leave the state to play a non-conference game. Ever.
I would, you know, obviously you're looking for that big-time matchup at night under the lights. You know, home and home I think would be great. You know, Ohio State chose to do it with USC. Now, they get killed every time. I don't know why they'd want to do that, but nonetheless, they've chosen to play Texas too, which they've had a little bit of success. But, you know, Penn State, Florida, you know, one of those marquee games like that, I think would be great early in the season. I don't think that hurts you when you're ranked in the top three. You can't fall that far. Of course, things are done 6, 7, 8 years. I mean, look, when Nebraska, we just announced, what, Tennessee and UCLA, and that's 17 and 18?
Well,
or 16 and 17?
Tennessee is the farthest down the road, yes. And we're still 9 years away,
eight years away
from that. So, and that's been done for a couple years. So that was 10 years down the road. But you know what? Charleston Southern, Troy, and Florida International never were and never going to be. Louisiana Monroe, Central Florida, UTEP, never were, never going to be. Take a break on the Doug and Daddy Show. When we come back, your chance to get signed up for our Super Bowl tailgate bundle from Schroeder's Smoked Foods. And we'll chat with Adam Central Wrestling Coach Dan Linesky about his team in the upcoming Lou Platt Conference Wrestling Tournament on this Inauguration Day on ESPN Radio.
You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
I can't believe they're still on the air.
Well, it's certainly not the first time we've heard that.
Imagine you're an athlete who gets to spend an entire year practicing a single performance that airs for the whole world to see. Getting that chance would probably push you to invent moves that no one has ever seen before, right? That's exactly what Winter X Games athletes do. They even name their tricks. Danny Cass has the casserole. Jim Rippey has the Rippey Flip. Whatever they call them, they'll be original works of sport. And you can only see them at Winter X Games 13, January 22nd through the 25th on ESPN and ABC. Brought to you by Edge Shave Gel.
Welcome to Advanced Shaving Phraseology. Today's word is a phenomenon found only with Edge Energy Shave Gel. Fragrosity.
Fragrosity.
A state or condition of euphoria caused by a reaction between a bold fragrance and the olfactory glands.
The Edge Shave Gel filled his nostrils with a glorious sensation of fragrosity. After a wild morning of fragrosity, he was ready to leave the house. His fragrosity made women flock to him like nerds to a Bunsen burner.
For superior fragrosity, get your Edge.
Getting the satellite dish aligned is the worst part about tailgating. Well, Husker fans, it's time to take tailgating to the next level. Rich & Sons Camper Sales now has the ViewCube. The ViewCube is a portable satellite dish that can be used with your satellite TV. Great for RVs, campers, or even truckers. It sets up in minutes, and with only one cable and a wireless remote, you'll be watching your favorite games and shows in no time. The ViewCube. Quick, easy, and now affordable at $100 off the regular price. Only at Rich & Sons Camper Sales south of Grand Island. With Rich & Sons Camper Sales and the ViewCube, tailgating is better.
Hi, this is Cindy with the Kearney Family YMCA. It's 2009 and there is no better time than now to change the way you look and feel. At the Kearney Family YMCA, we welcome a new year and a new you. With new cardio equipment, challenging programs, and a membership category for everyone, this is the place to be. During our Pay the Day promotion in January, the earlier you join, the better the price. So come see what's new at the Kearney Family YMCA, where we build strong kids, strong families, and strong communities.
Mike and Mike and a little bathroom humor from Mark Stink Schlereth.
What does it mean to be tough? And Mark pulled his pants and his shorts down to his ankle. Any number of people could walk in at any moment, and he said to me, see that? No one is going to say a word.
Weekday mornings, wake up to and take Mike and Mike along on your morning drive on ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 AM.
We'll see some sunshine develop across the area today as temperatures head up to around 56 for a high. Winds will also shift to the southwest at 5 to 15. For tonight, we'll see mainly clear skies, mid-20s for low as winds turn to the northwest at 5 to 15. Highs reach near 60 Wednesday. I'm weather I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 32.
Well, we had a USA theme going.
Oh, yeah.
Did 50 Cent perform this weekend?
I think he did. Did he? No, but he's probably happy.
Well, Diddy did. But did 50 Cent?
Did Diddy perform?
I hate you.
Let's make it rain, Lil Wayne.
No. No chance, no how. 1-888-455-ESPN. You can email us anytime at the Dent Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Well, coming up this Saturday on our sister station, Power 99 FM, it's live coverage of the championships of the Lou Platt Conference Wrestling Tournament. This year it will be held in Wood River. And the favorite in many people's eyes will be the Patriots of Adams Central. They are ranked third in the latest Class B wrestling rankings from the Nebraska Scholastic Wrestling Coaches Association behind Omaha Scut and Auburn. And we are pleased to welcome back to the Doug and Daddy Show the head coach of the Adams Central Patriots, Dan Lineski. Good morning, Coach.
Hey, how you doing?
Well, we're doing great. What about being ranked third in the state, even for all your great performances and the way you've built this program over the last few years? This is your highest ranking.
Well, actually, we're probably a little overrated, but you know what? We'll take it.
Every coach says that, right?
Yeah, probably.
Talk about your season to date so far. Obviously, you wouldn't be this highly rated if you hadn't seen some good teams and performed well.
Well, we really have a good nucleus of seniors right now. Going to the Nebraska Dual Championships, where we see teams like Millard South and some of the powerhouses in Class B and C as O'Neill and David City, that certainly helps us. But we really have a group of studs with Alex Rossett, Nick Lineski, and Richard Coates, and Adam Joseph. We just have a good stable here.
Dan, before we break down those kids further on your squad, and you look at the conference overall this year, you find the level of wrestling up, down, or about where it's been?
Well, it's probably where it has been at least the last couple of years. And Wood River has a really good team, and you can always count on Ravana being prepared to wrestle. Kearney Catholic is, they've gotten their numbers up, and they've gotten some real good quality kids. And so, you know, it's going to be tough for us to win it.
Dan Lineski joining us, the Adams Central wrestling coach for the Patriots. Three of the kids that he mentioned won the conference meet last year. Eight of the kids on your team medaled last year at the conference meet. I'm doubting anybody else in the conference can say that.
We returned every varsity kid that we had last year, and that certainly helps us. We didn't graduate any varsity kids. And six of those eight are state qualifiers, so we'd like to think we have a chance anyway at winning conference.
Some teams have problems filling the upper weights, especially down at the class. Of course, you're Class B, but you're the only Class B school here going against mostly Class C schools. They have trouble filling the upper weights. That's kind of the opposite for you. You're pretty solid the heavier the kids get, and you're a little young and inexperienced and even open down at 112 in those lighter weights.
We've had pretty good luck of getting the heavier kids out. We have four or five kids at 189 alone and a couple at heavyweight. We have a 112-pounder, Christian Berry, who's a fine young wrestler, but he broke his arm early in the season, and we just don't have a backup for him.
You mentioned kids that are leaders, and I think one stands out to me, a kid that's an Army Ranger and plans to wrestle at a Division II school in Nick Lanowski.
Well, yeah, I'm pretty proud of him. And actually, he's been recruited for wrestling, but he would rather go to the service and become an Army Ranger, and that's fine with me.
No influence there, was there?
Oh, maybe a little.
as we talk about a lot, what's it been like coaching your son who's going through his senior season?
Well, it's probably the best of times, and it's probably the worst of times. He knows what I'm thinking. I know what he's thinking. I know what moves he's going to do before he does them. But the downside of that is every time he grabs a Hershey Kiss off the cabinet or something, he knows I've got an eye on him.
Dan Lanowski joining us here. Nick, of course, now holds a school record at Adams Central for career wins, snapping Holden Berry's record earlier this season. As you take a look at the conference overall, Dan, where do you see some of the great matchups, maybe a weight class or two that's going to see a little exceptional wrestling this weekend?
Well, 152, where Nick is, he's got a kid there, Augustine from Ord, that has beat him once. That's one of his two losses. Richard Coates, is one of his losses is to Klingon Smith, who from Kearney Catholic, who is head and heels above everybody else in our conference, probably at any weight. Alex Rosved at 135, he may have a good match or two, and Adam Joseph 125. There's decent matchups up and down the weight class. It's just it's tough to just kind of grab a few. We're gonna have to wrestle good at every weight to pull this off.
Dan, when you talk about kids that are leaders for you and your seniors that come together, it's strange for me when I didn't wrestle to have an individual sport, but yet those kids rally around each other and help everybody go for that team title.
Yeah, and we really try to stress the team aspect of the sport, and fortunately, we've wrestled well enough the last couple of years where the kids are pretty into the team aspect of wrestling.
Coach, you mentioned a little bit about seeing some top-level teams in dual competition, but this being a regularly scored invitational, and I know you've seen some of the conference teams in dual competition, do you feel your team is more set up for a dual tournament or for a regular tournament like conference and districts are?
Well, at the beginning of the year, I would have said dual tournaments because we were healthy and we really were rocking at every weight. The way it is right now, I'd say we're more of a tournament team with those six or seven kids, 28 and 2, 29 and 3, 30 and 2. When you can get those kids into the finals, like we did at the Central City tournament last week, it helps a lot better. It's a lot better for us in a tournament.
Dan, injury-wise, how are you guys heading into this tournament?
We're probably the healthiest we've been since the beginning of the year. We got a couple kids with shoulders and things like that, but outside of Christian Berry at 112, I think we're as healthy as we're going to get.
Dan Lanowski, the head wrestling coach at Adams Central, joining us here for another minute as they get ready to head to the Lou Platt Conference Wrestling Tournament on Saturday with the other nine teams in the school. Just looking over some of the notes that you sent me as we prepare for our broadcast on Saturday. Every team, and it doesn't matter what the sport is, you've got somebody like your kid, like Nick, who you've brought up and taken to numerous events and has done so good. And then you've got a kid that ends up maybe having that freshman year and then doesn't do so well and makes varsity and then sophomore, blah, and on, and junior, and you just see him grow. And you have one of those in your 125-pounder in Adam Joseph. What was it that got the table turned or the corner turned for this kid?
Well, I tell you, as a freshman, he really was clueless about what to do, but you could just see a fire in him that you kind of like.
Seniors going into the Lou Platt Conference Tournament on Saturday, Adams Central considered the favorite, but also, as he said, St. Paul, Kearney Catholic, Wood River, they are all rated. And I guess, Dan, you take a look. I saw Donovan Trumbull won a tournament this past weekend. So you got some programs that are starting to come up, and I guess what that means is you've got more of the schools, and if they can't contend for the team title, they still got some quality kids that can affect the race overall.
Yeah, and I guess the way I look at it is the better those teams get, and Donovan Trumbull's a good example. They've really improved over the last 2 years, and The better they are, the better it's going to make us. The harder we have to train to beat them.
Well, Dan, we appreciate the time. We'll let you get back to work and look forward to seeing you Saturday in Wood River.
Hey, thanks, Doug.
Take care. Dan Lineski joining us on the Doug and Daddy Show, longtime coach of the Adams Central Patriots and always one of the favorites here in about the last 9 years. They won it for 5 or 6 years in a row, and Wood River's been in there, and you look at some of these teams, and they're going to be a favorite on Saturday, and they've got a lot of good individuals, and that's the key.
Is that your pick?
That would be my pick. From the standpoint as you look, like Kearney Catholic is a perfect example. They're not full. You can't score points when you don't have somebody wrestling, obviously, and I think that's a huge thing. And for Adams Central, they do very well in those upper weights. They're very strong in those upper weights. Most of the conference is not strong in those upper weights. They pull a lot of points in those upper weights. And then you got a kid like Lineski, 152. He's going to be strong. You know, you got a kid like Adam Joseph we talked about down in the lower weights that are going to be expected to win.
Well, notes here, he was 9-27 as a freshman, now 30-2.
It can be done, folks. It can be done. We'll take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Back with more on this Inauguration Tuesday right after this.
You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
I can't believe they're still on the air.
Well, that's certainly not the first time we've heard that.
All right, construction crews. Everybody ready?
Ready in Chicago.
Montgomery.
Honolulu.
Whoa, who's in Honolulu?
It's Tim from Boston. I just got transferred to Hawaii. Wicked good weather they got here.
Buy one Motorola i576 phone for $69.99. Get up to 4 free with Sprint, the fastest national push-to-talk network. Call 1-800-NEXTEL-9. Only on the Now Network. Fastest based on initial call setup time. Offers for eligible business accounts only. See Sprint stores for availability. Ends 4/18/09. Subject to 2-year agreement. Up to $36 activation, $200 early termination fees. Credit approval and deposit per line. Restrictions apply.
Okay, fellas, let's hook up those chains.
Excuse me, sir. What are you doing?
Oh, I heard I could bring home Buffalo Wild Wings, so I'm here to pick it up.
Ah, I think you misunderstood. With our takeout, you can bring home Buffalo Wild Wings food.
Oh, I'll be taking the food, along with the chairs, tables, and any random employee that may be inside. You coming?
No, it's takeout, you see. You call in your order, come in, pick it up, and take it home. You know, the food.
You must get this all the time.
Not really, no.
Buffalo Wild Wings. Take the flavor home.
Lace them up. It's basketball time. The second annual Heartland Hoops Classic is set for February 14th at the Heartland Event Center in Grand Island. Come see local high school teams of all the classes hit the court as they test their skills before district play. Get your tickets today by calling the Heartland Event Center box office or online at heartlandhoopsclassic.com. The second annual Heartland Hoops Classic, presented by Pro Team Design, Sheep Industries, Grand Island Independent, and your ESPN Radio Superstation, 1460 and 1550 AM.
In order to test his will, Fred likes to subject himself to extreme conditions. Today, he's swimming with the Polar Bear Club during a blizzard.
Yeehaw!
At Train, we believe in extreme testing, too. We expose them to desert-like heat, Arctic-like cold, and a gauntlet of abuses. So you can be confident you're investing in the most durable, reliable system available.
Get your extreme tested Train from the folks that continually pass the test with our customers. Tested, tried, and true. That's why you want to call Fidelki Heating and Air.
It's hard to stop a Train.
Up next, a fresh forecast from the guys at Weather Eye, brought to you by Molly's Motorworks on East 25th in Kearney, where you always get a square deal and a fair shake. If you drove down 25th Street in Kearney 20 years ago, you'd see a lot of things you wouldn't even recognize, except for that one place on East 25th, Molly's Motorworks. Well, even back then, when you were in need of a quality used car or truck, you knew you could always count on Molly's. Today, you can count on a great deal on this 2003 V6 automatic Chevy Silverado for only $59.95. Yes, sir, Molly's Motorworks on East 25th in Kearney, where you always get a square deal and a fair shake. Good to know.
We'll see some sunshine develop across the area today as temperatures head up to around 56 for a high. Winds will also shift to the southwest at 5 to 15. For tonight, we'll see mainly clear skies, mid-20s for a low as winds turn to northwest at 5 to 15. Highs reach near 60 Wednesday. I'm Weather Eye meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 32.
If tomorrow all the things were gone, I'd work for all my life, and I had to start again. Just my children and my wife.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us. 1-888-455-ESPN, because coming up, chance to get you qualified for our Schroeder Smoke Food Super Bowl Tailgate Bundle. And Derek will take those calls right now as Daddy brings us some information on the Nebraska women's bowling team. But 1-888-455-ESPN, we're hanging with Super Bowl trivia. Who has the longest kickoff return in Super Bowl history? Longest kickoff return in Super Bowl history. Yes, folks, it did result in a touchdown. 1-888-455-ESPN. 1-888-455-ESPN. We'll get you hooked up and into the hopper for the Schroeder Smoke Foods Super Bowl platter.
Well, we go to Cabot, Arkansas for the Midwinter Classic. This wrapped up on Sunday afternoon. That's right, the number 2 Nebraska bowling team. Well, where'd they finish? They finished second, right where you expected them to finish, being the number 2 team. Actually, number 1 Vanderbilt plays third behind them. Nebraska notched a 13-2 record over the tournament for second place. Delaware State was your champion. Junior Cassandra.
Delaware State.
Luthold. Are they the Blue Hens?
That's Delaware. That's Joe Delaware. Flacco.
Delaware.
It's Joe Flacco, man. What's Delaware State?
No idea.
What's Giltner?
The Hornets.
That's Delaware State. Hornets.
Really?
Put that in the hopper for later.
Maybe. Sandra Luthold plays 15th individually. And, well, they're back in action as a Greater Ozark Invitational in Springfield, Missouri. 3-day tournament slated to begin January 23rd. So get your banjo ready. On the porch, in the swing, and get ready for the Greater Ozark Invitational.
We do have a winner for Schroeder Smoke Foods. Who's qualified?
Aaron from Kearney.
Aaron, you are in. Desmond Howard, the longest kickoff return in Super Bowl history in the Patriots-Packers.
It's your sad moment.
Uh-oh, the president getting on board the helicopter and then flying to the airport where they will take him off to Texas in Crawford. Boarding for the last time, just waved. Always sad. And they show him flying over the White House one last time. Transition to power today. Inauguration day. Don't forget, we'll be giving away the Super Bowl bundle next week. More chances to get qualified as the week moves along. Tomorrow, more Super Bowl talk as we get into some Pro Football Weekly. We're going to be joined by one of Daddy's favorite folks.
Yeah, Matt Sun joins us from Pro Football Weekly. Looking forward to that. Matt covers the AFC East, Jacksonville and Indianapolis included, but he is an AFC guy, so we'll talk to him mostly about Pittsburgh Steeler football tomorrow.
1-888-455-ESPN. There was some good high school basketball yesterday. Some of it
wasn't
was not,
a lot of it.
Some of it wasn't very well attended at the Quest Center in Omaha. Did you see that?
Is that embarrassing?
Wow.
Hello.
Wow.
Goodbye.
The Nebraska Prep Classic, they played on Saturday at Civic, and then on Monday, yesterday, Martin Luther King Jr. Day, they played at Civic and Quest Center. Grand Island fell to Waverly, 64-49. Boys, Kennesaw over Silver Lake, Overton beat Elwood, Pleasanton over Wilcox Hildreth. Girls, all the area games were good and close. Pleasanton got a battle from Wilcox Hildreth. Evidently, Wilcox Hildreth finds a way to play Pleasanton. One of those bad matchups for the Bulldogs. But Pleasanton, the number 2 team in the state in D2, did prevail. A top 10 battle saw Kennesaw edge Silver Lake 42-37, and Overton clipped Elwood 44-38. Heartland Lutheran boys a winner in the Goldenrod Conference Tournament yesterday. Today on Power 99 FM, Grand Island Central Catholic is at Kearney Catholic. Girls at 6:15, the boys at 8. Central Catholic boys suffering their first loss of the year on Friday. Also tonight, Sutton is at Ravenna. That's a top 10 girls matchup, and you know it's also going to be a battle on the boys side as well as they get ready to do battle tonight. So wherever you're going, enjoy the basketball, enjoy the wrestling, and we want to thank Dan Ledesky, the head wrestling coach at Adams Central, for joining us on the Doug and Daddy Show today. The Lou Platt Conference Wrestling Finals from Wood River can be heard on Power 99 FM on Saturday. Plus, we're going to bring you a little duel between Kearney High and North Platte Thursday to get you ready. Hastings College women's basketball player Lindsay Ducey, the GPAC Conference Player of the Week. Hastings beats the number 4 team in the country and lose on the road to number 1, and they fall in the national poll.
Real nice. People pay attention to voting that, obviously.
Hastings College wrestling team home tonight against Dana. They get underway at 7 o'clock. Want to thank you for joining us on the show today. One other thing, by the way, Kearney Catholic Wrestling Club, their first practice will be Thursday, not tonight, Thursday.
I'll see you 23 hours from now, Doug and Daddy Show.
Happy Inauguration Day.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game.
Hey.